Sugya Chadasha, Chevra. Let's take a look at a geshmaka piece of Gemara. Let's look at the Gemara with open eyes. You had a chance, Bechavrusa, to begin to explore this Gemara. Let's explore it together. Bo minei Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. The first Shiloh. Bo minei Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. They asked Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak a Shiloh. We just heard Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak in the previous Gemara. He's the one who had explained the two ta'amim, or the one or two ta'amim, for why Chazal mandated that Bedikas Chametz take place the night before. And now they ask, the Bnei Yeshiva asked Rav Nachman Yitzchak the following Shaila Lacha L'maisa. Masker Bayez Lacha Ve'er Ba'asar Me Livdo. I rent a house on the 14th of Nisan. So this is a vacation rental, a Pesach rental. I'm going away for Pesach. And I rented a house, I rented an apartment, I rented a condo, whatever it is, for the course of Pesach. Ami livdok, a masker livdok, a socher livdok. So whose chiyuv dikas chametz is it? If I'm renting a house for you for Pesach, so is it supposed to come pre-baduk? That's what it sounds like we're asking, or not? And if I'm renting a house for you for Pesach, does the landlord have to take care of it in advance? Or no? When the tenant shows up, when you show up to take the space for Pesach, you do the Bedikas Chametz. And the Gemara explains, often the Gemara just ask a Shaila and not give any explanation. Here the Gemara explains. Should we say, oh, a Maskir Livdok, is it the Maskir, the landlord's Chiv Bedikas? Why? The Chamir Didehu. It's his Chametz. Oh, Dilma Lasocher Livdok. Or maybe it's the tenant's Chiv Bedikas. Why? The Isura. Because the Isser is Kai. Kai literally means standing. Kai, Kuf Aleph Yud, one of the first Aramaic words in Shas, going back to Brachas Daf Beis Amarav, Tana Hecha Kai. Kai is short for Kaim, standing, like Kayam, or come. So the Isser is Birshusei Kai. The Isser is standing. The Isser is located in his Rishus. In other words, what are we saying? On the one hand, it's the chametz. You're looking for chametz in this house. So the chametz obviously belongs to the landlord. Now the tenant is moving in for Pesach. He's not bringing any chametz with him. Whatever chametz is there, shalom, welcome back. Whatever chametz is there belongs to the landlord. So the socher is going to say, the tenant is going to say, why am I looking for your chametz? It's your chametz, you find it. And the landlord is going to say, why am I searching your house for chametz? It's your house now. This goes back to what we were discussing this morning in the course of Mesil Sishar. Remember about Baschir's poem, that when you rent out an item, so that temporarily, to an extent, transfers ownership to the tenant. The tenant is not fully the owner of the house or the car or the bike that he's renting. I can't sell it, I can't change it, I can't repaint it, but I have exclusive rights to it. If I'm a tenant in a house, if I rented a house for you for a week, for a month, for a year, the landlord can't come and say, ooh, I need to use the house for today. My shower broke, I'm coming to use your shower. No, this is my house now. So that's what the Gemara says. Who owns the space? To an extent, owns, but who has the rights over the space? The socher. On the other hand, who owns the chametz? Obviously, the maskir. So that's the Gemara Shaila. So should Bedikas Chametz follow the ownership of the cheftza? Or who has the makom? Should we follow the chametz or the makom? Okay, interesting, Shiloh. Let's see the Gemara. Let's just go straight, and then we'll come back and begin to analyze a little more, ask a couple of questions. So the Gemara says, interesting, Shiloh. Who is supposed to take care of Bedikas Chametz? Tashema. The Gemara says we have a riot. Hamasker bayis l'chaveiro. Hamasker bayis l'chaveiro. Let's see, you have a landlord and a tenant. I'm renting a house to you. They tell you on the side, this is in Bava Metzia as well. Because Bava, that's where, it's there because of the halachos of Schirus Batim. There are a lot of issues in landlord-tenant. You have to figure out, let's say I rent you a house, so what's the landlord, the context in Bava Metzia is, what's the landlord supposed to provide? Mashal Amad Davardoma. I rent an apartment for you for a year, right? Newlywed couple, this guy, they're getting married, so they find they want to live near Yeshiva, a wonderful place to live. They rent an apartment across the street. So they walk into the apartment, and they say, hey, there's no couch here. Hey, where is the dining room table? So they call the landlord and say, chutzpah, you didn't give us dining room tables. The landlord says, I don't provide furniture. You provide the furniture, right? On the other hand, if in that case, the landlord is correct. He's not expected to provide a couch and a dining room table. On the other hand, if the tenant walks in to the apartment and there's no sink, it's just like a pipe, and there are no light fixtures, just wires hanging from the ceiling, they can say, where's the sink? Where's the toilet? Where's the light fixture? Those are things which the landlord is supposed to provide. And if the advertised ones are renting out a furnished apartment, then the assumption is you're not only going to provide a sink and light fixture, a furnished apartment, you are going to provide beds and couches and tables. So that's a discussion about metzia. Whenever you have a lease agreement, what's included? What's included? So, but in the course, that's largely chosha mishpat issues. But in the course of that, there's a yaradeya issue. Because the tanan there raised, how about mezuzah? I walk into the apartment that I rented and there's no mezuzah on the door. Is taka on me or it's on the landlord? See, this is what we quote from Bava Metzia. You're renting a house, so it's the tenant's responsibility to put up mezuzah. The question is, the tenant's responsibility to put mezuzah must be the tenant's responsibility to take care of the bedikas chametz as well. Rashi says, lasos lo mezuzah, alma midi de mitzvah le'rami. Halachic issues, mitzvahs, are chiv on the socher, chiv on the tenant. So mezuzah is chiv of the tenant, but some is also chiv of the tenant. So the Gemara says, "Ma in shmita etzar Sinai, hasam hamer of mesharshiv mezuzah chovas hadori." Yeah, over there, mezuzah is unique. Mezuzah, mesharshiv told us, is a chovas hadar. Mezuzah is really a chiv on the person who lives there. Mezuzah is a chiv on the person who lives there. So the maskir is not living there; it's a socher who's living there. It's the socher who's living there, but it doesn't necessarily carry over to Bedikas Chovetz. Rashi says, Chovetz Hadar, what do you mean the mezuzah is a Chovetz Hadar? It's a beautiful sefer, one of the modern classics, perhaps the modern classic of Hilchos Mezuzah. You've come across Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa. So the equivalent in terms of the definitive classic in Hilchos Mezuzah is actually entitled, the Rebbe Bloy from Eretz Yisrael, the title of the sefer is Chovetz Hadar, based on this phrase. That's just the Hesed from Mezuzah. Mezuzah is a Chovas Hadar. Rashi says it means two. Read Rashi carefully. Rashi says, what do you mean it's a Chovas Hadar? Lefish im Shamratu, it guards him. Who's him? The Mezuzah provides Shmir for the person who is living inside of it. Uchsev Beischa Biascha, Nichnas Veyotiba. A Mezuzah's Beischa Uvisharecha, your house. So the pot, the number one, Misvara, the Shmir is being provided to the socher, not to the maskir. And number two, Rashi says, Chovas Hadar means, if you look at the pasuk, Uchsavta Mezuz Beisecha. To whom are we speaking? Beisecha. Your house. Who's you? So how do you know it's the person who lives there? Maybe it's the person who owns it. So Rashi says, well, because Beisecha be Ascha. Going in and out. Where did he get that from? That's because the Gemara Menachos in the Mezuzah Sukkis, in the third parak, near the end of the third parak of Menachos, so the Gemara says that that you have to put the mezuzah on the right side going in, and that's based on this pasuk. Beisecha, we darshan Beisecha as though it also was written Biascha, the way you enter, not just your house, but your entry, with the added aleph. So the way you enter, usually most people are right leg dominant, so usually when people start walking, most people start walking the right leg first. So the way you walk in, the way you start walking in, is on the right side. So that's how we know that you have to put the mezuzah on the right side, yimin haknisa, the right side as you go in. So lemaisa, what do you see? There's a lot to say about that sugya, but it's not our topic right now. It's very simple to figure out right and left when you have a one-room schoolhouse. Yeah. But if you have a living room, a dining room, a kitchen, they all feed into each other. So which is right and which is left? Well, it's going from living room, dining room, this way is right. But going from dining room, living room, that way is right. So that's the Chovas Hadar actually has a hierarchy of five different factors that you use in determining which orientation. A big part of it has to do, and I raise this, not just because it's fascinating, because more than one of the factors has to do with the direction of traffic. Why? Because it's biascha, the way you go in. So that's why some of the factors have to do with how are most people walking, or how most people walking initially. Why do I mention this? Because that's what Rashi is saying. Be us, if we darshan be'secha, be us, as the Gemara does, again, that's the makar and menachem, the fact that it has to be on the right side, not the left side. Be asra, the way you go. Yamin ha'knisa. So who's going in? If you're looking at traffic in the house, the hiloch, as Rashi says, nichnas v'yotze, who's knisa v'yitzia? Obviously the person who's there, chomas hadar. The fact that there's some absent landlord who lives 100 miles away, he owns this property. He's not going in and out. The one who's actually living there, he's the one who's going in and out. So that's what Rashi was saying. Again, you look at the first couple of words in that Rashi, as I stressed, he's not only is he giving pshat, he's giving two pshat. Why was Muzaz Chovas Hadar? What does that mean? Rashi just said it. What does it mean? Why is it true? Well, why should it be the chiyuv of the... And why don't say Chovas is also Chovas Hadar? He says, no. It's two... Chovas Hadar, it was originally the Gemara's Havmin had been, that it's all mezuzah and b'dikas hametz are identical. So why are we in what way are we differentiating? Where's the chiluk? That's what Rashi is explaining. Chovas Hadar, there are two separate rationales you can give for Chovas Hadar, or it means two ideas, both of which are mezuzah specific. Number one, the shmira. Mezuzah, Gemara tells us mezuzah provides a certain shmira. That's obvious, that relates specifically to the dar. That's a mezuzah specific idea. B'dikas hametz doesn't provide shmira. And number two, Biasra, right? That's the drasha from the word Beisecha. That's, once again, specific to mezuzah. It's irrelevant to B'dikas Hamid. And that, too, Biasra, that has to do with Yamin HaKenisa, and that more generally, the Torah is once you see that pasuk through the lens of that Gemara, Uchsavtam HaMezuzah Beisecha Uvisharecha, you see Beisecha mean Biasra, that means the Torah is addressing itself to the Yotze Uba. It's addressing itself to the one who's making the traffic, one who's walking around. Ah! So two makoros, both the Shmira and the Yaskra, that both indicate that mezuzah, in particular, uniquely mezuzah, relates to the dar. So then it's not a raya. It's not a raya to anything else, including the Kasabbats. So that's why we're back to square one. So Gemara says, so what are we going to do? So we had a Shiloh. At first we thought the answer was Al Hasochel of Dog, based on the Tzushtel to Mezuzah, but we said the Mezuzah is based on several local Mezuzah unique, Mezuzah specific Svaras, nothing to do with anything else. So the Gemara says, Hachamai, what are we going to say over here? I'm a little Nachman Yitzchak, and Nachman Yitzchak ultimately answers, Tanina, we have a Braisa. What does the Braisa say? Braisa talks about this very issue. Hamaskia Braisa Chaveiro. So you're renting the house, a Pesach rental, imach shalom asol mafteichas chalar ba'asar, ala maskir livdok. If, he's a friend, ad shalom asol mafteichas chalar ba'asar, if abba asar, if you dalis was chal, we don't mean the lomdish sense, that there's a status change, it's chalois, we mean, but in the literal sense of that word, for abba asar to be chal, like yotav shechalias b'shabas, if the 14th arrived, if it became the 14th, chalos, in a very direct sense. If there was a status change, as in, the date changed from 13 to 14, if the 14th began before the keys were handed over, then it's on the landlord. If he already handed over the maftechos, and then chalab ha'asar, ala sarokhe livdok. The Gemara tells us, and so what's Nachman Yitzchak saying? Ultimately, it depends on mesiras maftechos. It depends on handing over the keys. When were the keys handed over? If the keys were handed over on Yud Gimel, so then who's Chiyav B'dikas Hametz is it? The tenant or the landlord? The tenant. But if the keys were handed, if you have Nesiras Matech, then Yud Dalet, so then it's on the landlord. Sorry. So, and as an aside, just to sort of add a dimension before we get back into analyzing the Gemara, just you to appreciate the halacha lemaisa relevance of this, lest you think that we never rent a property for Pesach. Maybe we're home for Pesach, maybe you go away to family, to your grandparents. We're not renting houses for Pesach. What is this going to have to do with me? So besides the fact that Torah Hivalim Lani Tzarech, A, and B, that, as we're going to see soon, this is going to open up a lot of issues in terms of the lumdus of chametz in general. But C, this specific shaila is relevant to many more people than you would think. Because? Okay, good, good. So Pesach programs, good. Pesach programs. So who has the biggest chametz in the room if you go away for Pesach? Good. But let's say I go away to grandma and grandpa. We're not renting for grandma and grandpa. I mean, we'll help them with biggest chametz, but... So let's say I go away to grandma and grandpa. Is this still relevant? It actually is. Yeah? How?
Well,
okay, but let's say I have my own, I own my own house, I don't own any other real estate. We're going to grandma and grandpa for Pesach. Mechiras Chametz. So you may be aware that we usually have two different versions of how we do Mechiras Chametz. There's a lot to talk about Mechiras Chametz, and Mechiras Chametz is going to be coming up as applications of different sugyas over the next couple of lot. And here's the first time. So let's say you go away to grandma and grandpa for Yom Tov. We should be zoichim mir Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch should be good to us, and halavai by the time Pesach rolls around, it'll be safe to go to grandma and grandpa for Yom Tov. Right? So you're going to grandma and grandpa for Yom Tov, so you might be aware that there are two ways you can set up the Mechiras Chametz. Early Mechiras Chametz. What's the early Mechiras Chametz all about? So if we're going away to grandma and grandpa for the whole Yom Tov, so they would say, why should we clean the house for Pesach? We're not going to be home anyways. Yeah, but on the other hand, you have the Chiyuv B'dikas Chametz. Right? Opening Mishnah the Masechta. So the solution is, Mechiras Chametz is already a solution, which we'll be exploring more. But usually Mechiras Chametz takes place the morning of Erev Pesach. Right after the Zman, during the Shoah Chamishas, after the Zman Isra Achila, but you're still allowed to own the Chametz, and Hanof from the Chametz. So that's when we sell the Chametz to the Nachri, to John Brown, or to whichever other Nachri to whom one is selling the Chametz. He takes possession of the Chametz. Shaykh. But if I sell the Chametz to John Brown on the morning of Yudalid, I have a Chiyuv B'dikas Chametz the night before. Right? So I'll already isolate some of the Chametz into the spaces that John's going to take over, and we're going to rent those spaces to him also, but all those Kinyanim are taking place on the morning of Yudalid. Typical Mechiras Chametz is sometimes referred to as a Mechiras Yudalid. But that's for, I'm planning to be in my house for Pesach. We're going to do normal tikkun chametz the night before. 95% of the house is being cleaned for Pesach. Then 5% of the house are cabinets and boxes where there's chametz that John is going to own over the course of Pesach. So that works if I'm going to be home. But if I'm planning to be away for 10 days, I'm going to be away for Pesach plus, we're going to grandma and grandpa, so then there's a second option, which is Mechiras Yud Gimel, which is sell the chametz to John Brown the afternoon before. An hour or two before B'dikas Chametz Leil Yudalid. So we'll sell the chametz a few hours before, and we'll rent him the space a few hours before. Which space? Not just 5% of the house, a few cabinets. We'll, on the afternoon of Yud Gimel, rent him whole houses. Entire houses. That's the early Mechiras Chametz. That's the early Mechiras Chametz. So what the Mechiras Yud Gimel means, we're renting the whole space in advance, before Yudalid. That's this sugya. That you do Mesiras Mavteches, we'll have to analyze more, but if you do Mesiras Mavteches before Yudalid, you do the rental is completed. We'll have to figure out exactly what Mesiras Mavteches means, but we do a rental on Yud Gimel. Do a rental on Yud Gimel, whose Chiyuv B'dik is it? Was the Chiyuv B'dik if the rental was on Yud Gimel? The renter. Gevaldik. So if the renter is another Jew, so he has the Mechiras Chametz. Or if the renter is a non-Jew, so there's no Chiyuv Mechiras Chametz. No Chiyuv B'dik as Chametz. Now, I might still have a Chiyuv to participate in the Takan Rabbanah Mechiras Chametz, of B'dik as Chametz, because Mechiras Chametz is not a Din Rabbanah, it's just a solution. No Chiyuv. Sometimes people think, you're mechuyev. I don't have any chametz, but I'll do mechiras chametz there. No, mechiras chametz is not a din. It's not a chiyuv. It's a tool. But bedikas chametz is a din. So many poskim are comfortable with the mechiras yud gimel only if you're going to participate in bedikas chametz at grandma and grandpa. They say I'm getting to grandma and grandpa 2 days early, so we'll be involved in their bedikas chametz in their house, the house that we're going to be living in over the course of Pesach. So good. In terms of Chovas Agavra, if there is such a thing, Chovas Agavra, B'dikas Chametz, that you're taking care of, by grandma and grandpa. In terms of the chometz, because chometz on your house, where your chometz is located, I sold all the chometz and rented out the whole house to John Brown, the Yom Yud Gimel. And based on what appears to be the maskana of our sugya, if the socher is a nachri, so the nachri of nikas chometz. Done. So that's what I was saying before. This sugya is not only relevant if you're actually involved in leasing out or renting a place for Pesach. Even though you're going to grandma and grandpa for Pesach, but unbeknownst to you, you're also a landlord. And John Brown is your tenant. On the Mechiras Yud Gimel. And that's part of the hidden relevance. The sugya is relevant more frequently nowadays than one might expect. Okay, so that's just reading through the Gemara. But now let's start to ask some questions. And the first kasha we should ask, so, no, come on, what was the Shak Vitaya? Shak Vitaya was we had a Shaila, and then we tried to answer, we had one Pshitas, we tried to depotiate. Again, this wasn't a kasha, it was a Shaila, right? A kasha is when we have an attack. A Shaila, we just wanted to know information. Is it didn't X or Y? So we were Matarites, you're Matarites, a kasha, but you're Poshate, an Ibaya, or a Shaila. So the Shaila was on Milav Dok, the Pshitas number one was Socher, based on Mezuzah. But then we asked Akash, that was it. We asked Akash on the first Pshitus, because it's Mezuzah is not the same as B'dikas Chametz. Mezuzah is specifically because of Chobos Adar. Now, what's the reproach? It's a good portion from a Braisa. Well, depends on Mesiris Mavtech. You give them versus you don't. We might wonder why. Right. Rav Nachum by Yitzchak didn't explain why the din is, that it depends on the Seir Stech, he just said that is the din. And by the way, we'll start from the end, we'll work back to the beginning. Think about Rav Nachum by Yitzchak's ultimate maskana. So number one, he didn't tell me why. Number two, although Mesiris Mavtech, this is interesting. Number two, the Gemara originally presented as a multiple choice question. Two choices, Al HaSocher, Al HaMaskeh. Right? So Rav Nachum Yitzchak seems like he's trying to cut middle ground here. Well, it depends. Sometimes Socher, sometimes Masker. But if I pushed you against the wall and said, but Lamaisa, which one is it? From the basically, generally on Milav Dok. Yeah. But really, it depends. But really on Milav Dok. Why?
The owner of the house.
The owner of the chametz. But then if I'm... Whoever has the chametz on Yudal, right? And it's true. Whoever rents on Yudal, which may or may not have to do with the ownership of the chametz. That's a good question. We cover our bases, John Brown, and everything. We sell the chametz and rent the space, but Benikra did. Now, but think about it this way: the Gemara said depends on when Mesiris Mavtech has occurred, before Yudal, after Yudal. So that means fundamentally, can a rental transfer the chiyuv of Bedikas chametz? Or not? Fundamentally, yes. It just has to happen early enough. Mesiris Mavtech only occurs after Yudal begins, after the Chiyuv B'dikas Chametz starts. So it sounds like it's too late. You missed your chance. But if you did Mesiris Mavtech early enough, fundamentally, Al HaSocher lived though. Right? If you think about it, really we're saying Al HaSocher lived though. The second Pshitas is basically the same as the first. It does transfer over to the socher. Remember, I'm socher a house. I wasn't buying I didn't buy the Krispy Kreme donut that got stuck behind the couch. I just rented the house. It's chamira the day of the maskir, and yet I could still the socher could still be chayv. Just we're saying this. You better make sure Mesiris Mavtech has happened early enough. That's what it sounds like. On the other hand, the guy didn't mention Mesiris Mavtech before. Mentioned it now. Is that what he's saying on HaSocher Levdok, or is it not? Why is he mentioning Mesiris Mavtech? And, weiter, we don't know why. Now, you could say, well, if basically we decided that HaSocher Levdok, so the Gemara told us why, right? The Gemara opened. This was actually a shiny bio with Svaris, with Studim. We said, on the one hand, HaMashkir because it's his Chametz, and then HaSocher because it's his space. But we might ask ourselves, two questions. Number one is, the Gemara didn't say why the difference makes a difference. It's true, at Lo Kula Lo Pligi, the Chametz belongs to the Masker, Kula Pligi, the space is now, usage of the space is the Socher's. But why should one or the other matter? That the Gemara didn't. What's the shorish shayibaya? The Gemara didn't explain. What's the clear? Why should I say it's true? It's his chametz and his makom, and therefore. So, what's the underlying nikudas hadvar? A, and B. And we'll leave it with questions, and then we'll turn over the floor to our special guest. Question number two that you should be bothered by, Rabbi Osai, is the Gemara should have asked a different child. Shouldn't the Gemara have asked more fundamentally? The Gemara should have asked. The Gemara is. Let me ask you this. The Gemara's child is the Daraisa Drabana. Drabana, right? Because Hamas is Drabana. So our unbelief within the Drabana, because Hamas, in this particular case, how is it structured? We could have asked the Daraisa Shaila. If I own Hamas, the same exact scenario. I'm a landlord and you're a tenant. You rented my house for Pesach. And I have chametz that's stuck in your house. So why are we asking a drabbanon shayla? Well, you could have asked a deraisa shayla. Who violates bar rabbi matzeh? Because the Torah talks about le'ro l'cha chametz b'chol gvulcha. So we could ask a deraisa shayla. If the chametz belongs to me, but it's in your gvul, in your bais, in your rishus, whose iser bar rabbi matzeh is it? Is it the rice of my rabbi matzeh? Does it follow the chametz? Is it usher for me to own chametz in anyone's property? Or is it usher for me to house any Jew's chametz in my property? Or both? Or neither? Maybe only rabbi matzeh if it's your chametz and your property. I don't know. Or maybe either one. Maybe either one, both of them violate by rabbi matzeh. Is that because it's his chametz and is that because it says rishus? It's isn't it odd that the Gemara asked the Drabbanan Shaila about Bidikas Chametz? It could have asked the Daraisa Shaila. What's the Gedder HaDin of Isra Daraisa by Rabbi Matzeh? Does Rabbi Matzeh follow the ownership of the Chametz? The follow the ownership of the property? Or both? Or neither? So, after you process it, the Sugya jumps out at us. There are interesting features. We saw a little bit about the mezuzah issue, which we're going to maybe think about some more as well. And we saw a little bit about how this is actually nogela halacha, more than we might have realized. But then you come back to the beginning again, and you ask, the Gemara explained, but didn't really explain. It explained a little bit. We're not sure what the Shorash HaShayla is. Why should it matter whether it's my chametz or your chametz? Why should it matter? Why should I choose to follow the chametz versus the makom? L'maskana, it sounds like basically al hasocher, if that's a correct reading of Nachman Yitzchok. So why? What does that tell me? That basically it follows the makom. Why not follow the ownership of the chametz? And as we said, why is it we ought to be bothered? Why is the Gemara asking the drabbanan shaila instead of asking the daraisa shaila? That last question, by the way, who asked that last question? And who asked it even more good? Tosas drives at it. And David asks it mamish beferish. He said, why are we asking about bidikas chametz? Why are we asking about Rabbi Matzeh? So we're going to have to pick up with this exploration. We already began to lay out some of the issues, and midterm we're going to dig in further next time. And now, B'chavad Rav.